Calgary couple Dale Sorensen and Jackie Borghese are music lovers. So when they decided to renovate their Northwest two-story home, they didn't opt for the usual upgraded kitchen or bathroom. No, they outfitted their home to host concerts. They call their venue Gallery House, and once a month they host a live band in their living room. A group called the Dead Stringers played at Gallery House this weekend. The Eye Opener's Karen Moxley was there.
Anyway, without further ado, the Dead Stringers.
My name's Dale Sorensen. I'm a co-host of Gallery House Concerts and been a music lover for a long time.
It's Jackie Borghese, and I'd have to say that we came home from a house concert, and I just said, we can do way better than that. And then...
Not way better, but we could do that.
Better. We said we could do it better.
We could have a lot of fun doing that. That's what we said, right?
Tell me about the whole process you guys have been through renovating your house to make this such a great venue for a house concert.
Well, this is the thing when I say doing it better, like we've been to house concerts. So first of all, when I came in to the house, I went, hey, there's just a bedroom behind that wall, right? Dale's like, yeah. So he got a big spike and drove it through the wall. And then I ran around and peeked through the hole and went, I can see the stage.
It's fun. Like we've been doing all kinds of renovations and it works as a gallery named Gallery House Concerts. We've set it up for 60. We've had 60 chairs set up. We haven't had 60 yet. We had 40 tonight. It's pretty busy with 40 people. Mm-hmm. But we know we can seat 60. Yeah.
My name is Cameron Boyce, and I play with the Dead Stringers. The thing is with house concerts is it builds community and it actually builds even a fan base at more of a roots level for people, for artists, emerging artists or even established artists, because these people walk away with your CD 9 times out of 10 because they want to. It's this intimate experience that you don't get to have all the time.
Do you find there is a bit more interaction with the audience in this venue like this?
There's tons more. Last night we were playing in Lethbridge and we had a guy sing half of a song for us. We're like, okay, take it. And he sang it. And it was great. He like stood up and everything and like put a show on.
All right, so here we are at intermission. What are you thinking of the show?
I love it. I think it's fantastic. We're so close and we can see everything that's happening, and I think it's a great way to hear and see the music. And it's amazing within this house. They offer snacks and intermission, and it's great.
Oh, I like that you're right up close and can see everything that's going on, all the action, and hear it right very close and unplugged.
What do you think of these guys?
Amazing.
They've renovated their house in the desire to just... to host this. So this house is perfect. Lots of light, lots of seating. There's two areas for excellent visual on the stage, I guess, if you could call it, in the living room. So it's perfect. This house is great. Not to mention the hosts are unbelievably hospitable. So.
How much of the money that you guys bring in on a night like tonight goes to the artists?
100%.
So you guys aren't making any money off of this?
Nope. No, we're just losing. It's just stupid.
Much to the chagrin of our parents who say, what's in it? What are you guys getting out of this? You know what? We get to meet the artists. We get intimate music experience. It's like our admission to the concert, right? Mm-hmm.
Now, these guys also, the artists will stay here in your home, right? Mm-hmm. What's that like?
Well, I think we've surprised a couple of people by just saying... just be absolutely at home, do whatever you like. Like Peter Karp and Sue Foley came and I said, you know, if you guys want to do laundry or like, and she's like, seriously? So there's me and Sue Foley doing laundry, right?
What about welcoming strangers into your house? Is that a bit weird sometimes?
We never thought about it because we used to host parties and never really thought about it. We had a guy last time spilled a beer in the gallery. He came to us and said, I spilled a beer. It was just scandalized. He just, like, couldn't believe it.
That's why we got carpet. It's the color of beer.
Exactly. We're booked into 2014, so we'll be doing it at least that long. And yeah, there's no reason to stop because every concert is fantastic and everything is new and everything's different. And it's just, yeah, loads of fun.
Well, thanks for a great show.
Thanks for coming. That was awesome.
Carpets the color of beer. You gotta like that. The next Gallery House concert will be a show by Tanis Slimmon in April. If you're looking for information, and I'm sure many of you are now, or you want to buy some tickets, you just go online. Yeah, they do it all online now, to galleryhouseconcerts.com.